Lawyers for Fiji's last democratically elected Prime Minister, Laesenia Ngarase, are expected to appeal against the one-year jail sentence he was handed in Suva's High Court today. The 71-year-old leader of Fiji's indigenous SDL party was convicted earlier this week on 9 corruption charges relating to offences which took place 2 decades ago. The timing of the case has prompted accusations that the military government of Frank Bainimarama is intent on removing any opposition and silencing all critics ahead of democratic elections slated for 2014. New Zealand correspondent Dominic Schwartz reports.
Tears flowed amongst the family and friends of Laesenia Ngarase as he was led from the courtroom after sentencing. Fiji media reported that hundreds of supporters gathered outside the High Court despite restrictions on large public gatherings. Ngarase had faced a possible 3-year jail term for each of 6 counts of abuse of office and 6 months for each of 3 charges dealing with his discharge of duty as a public servant. The offences relate to share trading and conflict of interest and date back to the 1990s when Ngarase was a director of Fijian Holdings Limited and an advisor to the Fijian Affairs Board and the Great Council of Chiefs. He went on to be elected Prime Minister in 2001 but was forced from office by Commodore Frank Bainimarama after the 2006 military coup.
This has just been resurrected 20 years later. You'd wonder about the motivation.
What do you believe the motivation is?
Oh, I think it's political. I've got no doubt about that.
Peter Williams is a New Zealand QC who's been something of a regular in Fijian courtrooms over the years. He's currently representing another member of Ngarase's SDL party, who's been accused of trying to overthrow the government.
What is happening with the so-called interim government is they're trying to suppress any opposition in these so-called elections that are coming up, and they will put their own candidates up in due course. And, of course, anyone standing against them will be harassed. My client, Mary Samosani, who was also a Member of Parliament, she's 74 years of age, she's been arrested in the street today. She just rang me. And I spoke to the officer in charge. I said, why are you arresting this woman? He said, oh, I know it's illegal. He said, but I've been told to do it. I said, well, what's the reason? He said, I've got no reason.
And who told him to do that?
He said, my superior officer. And that's what is happening in Fiji right now.
How independent is the judiciary in Fiji?
Oh, I'm not prepared to comment on that. I must say myself, with my own personal experience, and I've had several cases there, I've got no complaint. I think the judiciary is doing their best in their own way.
So your beef is not with the judiciary as
no,
such?
It's with the interim government that they are controlling everything over there. It's like an octopus with tentacles. They control everything. And now, of course, they want a new constitution with immunity for themselves. They want to be able to dominate the next elections, and they're not prepared to give anyone who opposes them a fair go. It's as simple as that.
Only this week, the foreign ministers of Australia, New Zealand and Fiji announced a stepping up of political relations. High commissioners will be reinstated, and some travel restrictions on civilian members of Fiji's interim regime will be relaxed on a case-by-case basis. Peter Williams QC believes the governments of Australia and New Zealand should have made the concession only with a strict list of criteria attached.
The interim government have got to agree to a set of measures which show that they are prepared to be fair and be reasonable and to allow proper discussion, as in any other democratic country such as New Zealand or Australia. I mean, we can criticise people over there. Unless you agree with the government, beware.
But Stephen Rituva, a lecturer in Pacific Studies at Auckland University, says moves by Australia and New Zealand are part of a much bigger power play in the Pacific.
There is a bigger political pressure from the United States for New Zealand and Australia to start engaging with Fiji because of the Chinese threat. So it's a much bigger geopolitical and strategic issue as well.
Laesenia Ngarase's political party, the SDL, says it will continue its fight for democracy, even though its leader is likely to now be ineligible to stand in any elections. Fiji's interim attorney general, Ayaz Sayed Kayum, told me his only comment was that the court's ruling speaks for itself. This is Dominique Schwartz for PM.